The city and borough of Juneau wants Alaska regulators to make the city a party to negotiations over a local electric utility's transfer to a Canadian power company. At an assembly committee meeting, KTOO's Jacob Resnick finds that Juneau is committing money for outside lawyers to do just that.
Juneau business owner Randy Sutak distributed stickers and leaflets to the more than 30 people attending Monday's committee meeting. He said the city needs to protect ratepayers.
If you don't have a seat at the table, or if you're not trying to ensure yourself a seat at the table, then there's no incentive for anybody to negotiate with you. In other words, you have to take what you get.
Alaska Electric Light and Power was bought in 2013 by Avista of Spokane. Avista is being acquired by Hydro One, one of Canada's largest power companies. But the acquisition requires approval by the Regulatory Commission of Alaska, which has received public comments from customers and lawmakers concerned about rates and the fate of utility assets. The largest prize is Snettisham Hydroelectric Project. The federally built hydro complex was completed in the early 1970s and produces about two-thirds of Juneau's electricity. It's owned by the state of Alaska, but AENLP has an option to acquire it. Mayor Ken Kelch said the hydro complex should remain publicly owned. That was a sentiment echoed by Assemblymember Jesse Keel, who said he worried a piece of critical infrastructure could become collateral for an out-of-state corporation.
We just don't know who will control the corporate board in Spokane 50 years from now, when Snettisham's turbines will still be spinning. So by and large, old hydro is cheaper than new hydro or newly bonded, rebonded hydro. So I think the mayor's language is the best protection for Juneau's ratepayers in the long term.
AELNP President Connie Holbert also attended the meeting. After conferring with higher-ups, she released a statement that said her company supports the RCA's process because it gathers public input and protects the public interest.
We're confident that the merger on the horizon for Avista will not negatively impact AELNP or Juneau, and that AELNP will continue to operate as we do today, where we make local decisions to serve our customers.
Holbert added that many of the questions and concerns expressed by the public and members of the Assembly will be addressed in a forthcoming filing with the RCA. The Assembly Committee set aside $75,000 for expected legal fees. The Assembly also tasked the city manager to negotiate with Hydro One to secure a deal that could make a formal intervention unnecessary. It'll be up to the RCA to decide whether the city will be a formal party to the process. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.